Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In our gospel lesson, Jesus is teaching a very important lesson. He's teaching the importance of forgiveness, that God surely forgives us each and every time we come before him with repentant hearts. When we cry out to him asking for his forgiveness, he hears us, and for the sake of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, for the sake of his death on the cross for our redemption, he forgives us our sins. And the point of this story is, if God can forgive you and me for putting his Son to death because of our sins, for his perfect Son who did absolutely nothing wrong but took our sins, our penalty, our punishment, our judgment on himself, and yet he can look at you and he can look at me and say, I love you, I forgive you. If God Almighty can do that for putting his Son to death, then can't we forgive one another? Can't we find the opportunity to say, if God loved me enough to forgive me, God surely also died on the cross for the sins of this person too. That the grudges that I hold against my brother or my sister, whether by blood or in the church, need to be let go of. Because I have preached this time and time again, and I will continue to do so. Every time you hold a grudge against someone, the person that is hurt by it is not that person, but it is you. The anger and the animosity that build up over time can leave such a sour taste in your mouth that you forget that there is reason to have joy, reason to have peace. Jesus is extremely clear. He says these words, "My heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." Now, there's also a distinction to be made. There's a distinction between a person who is repentant and a person who refuses to acknowledge that he has done any wrong. For the person who repents, for the person who confesses his or her sins to you, you must find the way to forgive them for the sake of Jesus Christ. For the one who refuses to acknowledge, you may simply send them on their way, but you still should rebuke. What good is it to be angry at someone or to hold resentment against someone and never even talk to the person about it? Do you have any opportunity to gain your brother or your sister back by that? Or instead of talking to the person that you're upset with, do you instead go and find other people to talk to about it? How is that of any benefit to the church of God? Surely that is how pagans act. We are called to live better than that. We are called to live differently from that because we acknowledge that Jesus Christ has died for us and for them. The goal here is to gain your brother or sister back. But if they refuse, you can send them on their way. That doesn't mean that you get to continue holding a grudge, because again, all that's going to do is harm you, but you may send them their way. But Jesus can't make this point any more clearly. In St. Matthew's Gospel, earlier than our Gospel lesson, when Jesus is giving his Sermon on the Mount, after he gives the Beatitudes that we heard on Sunday, his disciples ask him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And Jesus says, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father which art in heaven.'" And he goes on to give them the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. But after he finishes with this word, "Amen," that is, "Yes, yes, it shall be so," he says very pointedly to them, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know the words. They're in your heart. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As we forgive those. How can those words leave our lips if we refuse to forgive a brother or sister? We are calling God's judgment on us. So find a place of contentedness. Find a place of forgiveness, knowing that your Father loves you and loves him or her. But I also want to talk to you tonight about our epistle lesson, because I think that this is also very important. St. Paul writes to the church in Philippi, and he says these words, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. You may be feeling today like the world is collapsing all around you. Put not your trust in princes, for they will fail you. Rather, put your faith, your hope, your love in Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, and remember that no matter what happens temporally, Jesus Christ is still reigning on his throne. He has won the victory, even if the society seems to be collapsing all around us. Even if the society that God so richly blessed because it listened to his word, neglects his word, and eventually expunges his word, and rejects his word, and rejects him as Lord and Savior. You hold the line. You hold your faith. You instill that faith first and foremost in your own households. Teach the faith to your children, your grandchildren. And remember, as St. Paul writes to the church of the Philippians, this is how you should view us. This is your family. We are your brothers and sisters in Christ. So if the world collapses, find solace here. First and foremost in Jesus. Remembering that he's already won the battle. It's over. He wins. And because he wins, we get to follow. Look at each other as I look at you in love. I give God thanks that I get to be a part of this family, that I get to serve him in preaching to you God's word, that I get to serve him in giving the gospel and administering the sacraments and teaching the faith. It's not always easy, and there are times that I have to say very hard things. But the reason that I say the hard things is the same reason that you said the hard things to your own children, because you love them. Because you want them to follow Jesus. It's to no benefit if your children instead follow their sinful desires or the world. Your children are gifts to you from God, as your grandchildren are gifts to your children, and as their children will be gifts to them. The most important thing that you can instill in them is the faith. We have to get back to a sense of community. I can't fix everything that's going on out there, and neither can you. But what I can do is be found in the Word of God, to give a firm foundation that what Jesus Christ says is the gospel truth. This rules our lives, not what's going on out there. So that when a crumbling or a collapse happens, you're found arm in arm with your brothers and sisters. Know that I love you as Christ loves you. Know that I look at you and I give thanks to God for you, that I pray for you, and I pray to God that you pray for me as well. We are a part of the same body. It makes no sense for there to ever be divisions or factions. Rather, that we work together, because the world will do everything it can to tear us apart as it tears apart our nation. God is my witness. How greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. My prayer is that every day you grow deeper in your faith as I have grown deeper in my faith. We are a part of the same journey. We need to build each other up, not tear each other down. But a part of building up is telling someone when they're sinning. We are more ready to offend God than we are to other people. That needs to change. God is Lord of our lives. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Why do we have to wrestle with God's word so that we might submit to it? So that even though our culture chases after the devil, we chase after what God has given. We win, church. We win the victory because Christ reigns. He is our general. Follow him. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. The days are coming when we're going to need each other more than we ever have. May we be found in the arms of Jesus. The church sings. Thy servant now declares to me, thy sins are all forgiven thee. Depart in peace, but sin no more. And ere my pardoning grace adore. Give us thy spirit, peace afford, now and forever, gracious Lord. Preserve to us till life is spent thy holy word and sacrament. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen.